Born in Manhattan, Stanley Kubrick was raised a seemingly quiet and bookish kid in the Bronx, New York. Many accounts describe he was uninterested in activities within his neighborhood and was someone who did not care for activities at school either. One year, his father sent him to live with his uncle Martin Perveler in Pasadena, California, in hopes of improving his grades. It did not work, and he returned to the Bronx for his final year of grammar school. In spite of this, he was considered to be a voracious reader, yet he enjoyed literature from a more humanistic standpoint instead of an academic one. As a result, his father encouraged him to read from his library at home. To help him develop, he also taught his son how to play chess and also brought him a Graflex camera, introducing young Kubrick to the world of photography. While attending William Taft High School, he skipped class to go seek double features, yet he managed to become the photographer for the school's yearbook, graduating in 1946 despite his D-minus average. His poor performance and returning WW2 vets enrolling in the GI Bill prevented him from attending City College of New York, yet he sat in on night classes. Kubrick began working as a freelance photographer around this time, selling a series of photographs to Look magazine. One of these photographs involved Kubrick getting a newsstand attendant to look sad while he stood next to a front page article about President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's death. This very photo landed him an apprenticeship for Look and led him to becoming a staff photographer for full time. He supplemented his income hustling chess games for money in Washington Square Park in Manhattan area chess clubs. One of these early photo essays he did for Look was The Day of the Fight, the basis for a documentary he made as one of his first film attempts. It focuses on an upcoming middleweight boxing fight between Walter Cartier and Bobby James.